Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in this United States or across the world, you have found us, Team Liberty Radio, and your host, Shane LaCroix. And on this episode of Team Liberty Radio, we will be taking calls. Our calling number is 845-277-9102. Again, that is 845-277-9102. And what we're going to talk about today is probably, if you do not listen and concentrate on what I'm saying, you're going to get lost, or you're going to jump into defensive mode. But listen to the show. I want you to call in. We also have a chat board. I want you to make comments. But what we're going to talk about today is hashtag All Lives Matter. All Lives Matter. The reason why this comes up is because I've seen everywhere ever since this back Trayvon Martin, and then after that where the poor guy in New York lost his life due to cop brutality, and the issue out in St. Louis, there's been a post in hashtag Black Lives Matter. Well, I agree, Black lives do matter, but also White Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Middle Eastern Lives, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, European, South American, Australia, New Zealand. All lives matter, not just one ethnicity or race. All lives matter. We need to get out of this whole conundrum of just looking at our own race. All lives matter. And this is one of the things been bothering me with this whole push to this. They only want one race to be pushed on this, but when all lives matter, that's what we need to concentrate on, is promoting all lives, not just one race, but all lives matter. And in the Bible, it clearly states we're supposed to look after each other, no matter what our color, race is. Our ethnicity and race does not matter. We all go by what the heart and soul of a person is, not just the color of the skin. This is a hard show for me because I've got so many friends of different races. Where I work at, some of my biggest friends are Black, white, Hispanic. So why do we fall for this trap that our wonderful government wants to race bait us into fighting amongst each other? It's just unreal. It's just unfathomable that we fall for this. After this show, I'm going to start the hashtag All Lives Matter. And I would appreciate if everybody out there would start, if you're on Twitter, put it at the end of your Twitters, hashtag All Lives Matter. I don't have a Twitter, which after this show, I'm going to start it start my Twitter account. I don't know if it's going to be Shane LaCroix or Team Liberty Radio just as of yet. But on everything that I tweet, I think it's the proper term, is going to have the end of it, all lives matter. But to go more about the division that is trying to be brought forth in this country by our government has been planned, folks. We don't need to fall for this. We need to wake up and understand what is going on. The reason why our government wants us to be divided is because they know that they can't take over our country if all races are united. It's just, I don't see where this whole racism thing is being dramatically blown out of proportion. I'm raised in the South. I'm born, raised, and proud to be a Southerner. But as stated just a few minutes ago, I have friends where I work at that are Black, Hispanic, Black and Hispanic. I got family members that are half white, half Hispanic. One of my best friends in high school and still to this day is a Black man. But if you listen to society and what the talking media heads on mainstream media pushes, that we're not supposed to get along. We're supposed to be weary of the other person that don't have the same color skin as we do. I tell you, that is just another bold-faced lie put out by them. I know just as many shady people of all different races. There is good and bad in every race. But what we need to understand, it is not a white society, a Black society, Hispanic society, Asian. We are all one human race created by God. You think our Heavenly Father is sitting, looking down upon us, liking the way that we're fighting amongst ourselves because of our skin color? We are all His children. All lives matter. No matter what your race, color your skin, ethnicity that you are. But to go back on topic, I got off on a little rant there. Why does our government want to start all this race baiting and try to keep us divided? It's easy. If you go back and study history and see what is going on, do the research for yourself. That's how I got involved in this. I did the research myself. I thought everything I heard was bull malarkey. I'll be honest with you. But when I started going down the rabbit hole and finding out the truth for myself, I was shocked. But they know, the government knows it is easier for them to conquer us if we are dividing and fighting amongst ourselves than if we are united as one, no matter what our skin color is. I call them country hip hop. There's some country boys out of Georgia called Georgia Boys that I like listening to. And they was on Facebook, and I like the post that they put up. It said it had a photo of a Klansman, the KKK down at the Charleston rally. And underneath it had a picture of the new Black Panther Party underneath it. And the caption for the one with the KKK said, "Why is it," and I'm paraphrasing here, because I couldn't find find it before the show, which I was hoping to find it. But it said, the government does not want us to be as one because they are, know that if we're united, they don't stand a chance. In the picture underneath of it was a black man and a white man shaking hands in unity. And then underneath it said, cause as one, we cannot be defeated. We all need to be united. Yes, one of my best friends, he's white guy. We have disagreements. There's going to be disagreements amongst each other, but we respect each other's position. We don't get mad at the other for having a different opinion. But if you look at mainstream media, they want to use that little argument. Let's say I had a disagreement with a black guy. A black cop, we'll just use like that. Me and him had a disagreement. Mainstream media caught hold of that. They would call me racist for trying to talk to that cop, have a disagreement with him. That ain't right. Just because you have a disagreement with somebody don't mean you're racist. It's just pathetic the way things have gotten this day and time. Yes, I know I'm rambling on, folks, but all lives matter. We need to pay close attention to what is going on and realize that this is just a farce, just a game to divide people. We need to come in solidarity and stand up against this racism. The best way to kill racism is to end it. Don't get involved in the hype of it, because all lives matter. It's just, it just ticks me off that people can't get along with each other. Yes, like I said, I know you're going to have disagreement, but over petty little things, it causes fights and all these mainstream media lies. They don't even tell the full story. They tell the side that's going to help divide people. Research everything and find out what is going on. Do your best to understand all sides of the coin, so you know what is happening. I know I plan not have no guests, and if this caller would like to come on, I would love for him to come in and speak on this. You know who he is, if I can get him to come on, just to speak real quick about this issue. Caller, would you like to speak real quick on this? Our caller must be a little bit shy today, but I was hoping to get him to say just a few words on this. I'm glad I do have callers on the air listening. I'd love to get their comments. But all lives do matter. We don't need to fall into this farce of division that is being pushed upon us. We need to stand up, be united, because the easiest way to win a battle is to divide everybody and get them disagreeing, fighting, not trusting each other. I'm not at a loss of words, but the way this is going on this day and time, we need to be even more united to helping each other out. to be willing to help somebody of another race, because all lives matter. You know, I thought this show was going to be one of my easiest shows because I don't believe in racism. I think racism is stupid. But it is one of the harder shows to do because there's so many facets to it. But I'm glad I'm taking the step forward and making my opinion known that racism is stupid. We are taught growing up to, well, this day and time, I've heard it and seen it that just being out in public, that you hear people make comments about Hispanics, they need to go back home. Well, no. And I understand where some people are coming from on this comment, because our government gives them everything to come here. They give them tax-free, everything. I don't blame the Hispanic society for wanting to get out of Mexico that is being run from the drug cartels. One of my friends at work was born and raised in Mexico. And he told me firsthand what it is like from his own eyes, his own experience, what it is from living in that drug cartel run country. And folks, you think it is bad here? Don't be American and go to Mexico, because you will disappear if you get off the main tourist places. You will disappear and you'll be held ransom. The cartels will say, give us this much money and we'll give them back. Now, they'll just keep holding you for more and more money, and then when your family can't pay enough, you'll disappear. That's another point for another time. But what my friend was telling me, yes, he came to the United States. He became a legal citizen. He took the citizenship test. He pays taxes. But is his life any more valuable than mine? Or, excuse me, is his life not as valuable as mine because I was born here? No. He is an American citizen. He took the test and became a naturalized American citizen. We need to take these blinders off that we have got on and understand that all lives matter, no matter if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, South Pacific, Australian, New Zealand, South American. We just need to understand that all lives matter, not just one race of that life, but as human beings, we all matter. And once we realize that and can harness the energy that we have of being united, we can take back our country. But until we realize that as one, we are united and stand up to this tyranny that is being pushed upon us, and we stay divided, we will never, never, never overcome it. Just a little quick history. To get rid of tyranny and oppression from the British government, 3% of the American population stood up to the British and defeated them. But what most people don't realize, it's not taught in our mainstream history books, is with a joint effort of different races, whites, blacks, Native Americans, all joined in together to bring that cause to reality. And yes, it was probably some Hispanics or Central American that Central Americans at Health Without Cause. That is what unity helps bring to realization, is that united, we cannot be defeated. We can stand together and be great, be a once great nation again. But what we need is to get this division out of our head. Be proud of what race you are, but also remember that you are one of God's children, that he has brought to us, no matter what your race is. I am hoping that with this broadcast that I just touch one person to realize that racism is not the right answer. Unity amongst races is the best answer, because all lives matter. I know you're probably going to get tired of me saying that, hashtag all lives matter, but it is the truth. We all matter. We are all God's children. And you need to wake up to what is going on in this world and how they are trying to divide us, how they are trying to manipulate us, and how we can stand up to them. Do your research. Do your studying. Read your Bible. The Bible is one great history book. You can answer any question you have. Study it. Meditate it. Meditate on it. Into God's Word. And let's be united. Let's take back our country in this racism, because all lives matter. Folks, if one thing you learned from this episode today is, I'm hoping that you understood all lives matter. There may be some that will disagree with me, and that is fine. That is your First Amendment right to disagree with me. I'm not going to disagree with you. I'll respect your opinion as long as you respect mine. It's vice versa. I'm going to respect your opinion no matter what. All I ask is you respect mine and listen to me out fully, just as I'm going to listen to you fully. But, folks, we need to get off this drama boat, as I like to call it, and realize that we are all important. We all are here for a reason, and all lives matter. Whether it's from the newborn baby to an elderly person, we all matter, no matter what our race, ethnicity is, we matter. Let's end this now. Let's become united and let our voices be heard that we say no to racism. Let's end it. Because all lives matter. All lives matter. All lives matter. Like I asked before, on your Twitter, when you tweet out, I believe it's the proper term, put hashtag all lives matter. Like I said, I'm one to probably get me a Twitter account this afternoon. I already have a Facebook. I'm going to get a Twitter account this afternoon. I don't know if it's going to be Shane LaCroix or it's going to be King Liberty Radio. But when you do your tweets, put hashtag All Lives Matter. Let's get the word out that we will not stand divided. We will only stand united. And let everyone know that all lives matter. It's up to us. It is up to us to help stop this. It is up to us to end this. Don't buy into mainstream media that one race is superior than another. No, we are all equal in God's eyes. God created us equal, as equals. Let's show everyone that we are equals. We will not stand for this anymore because all lives matter. Folks, I'm just asking, as I've asked you in the past on previous episodes, are you willing to make your line in the stand and stand up against this? I am. I know several of my listeners are. But we need to draw our line in the sand and stand up against this because all lives matter. Wherever you're at, you're listening, I want you to say it. All lives matter. Say it with me. All lives matter. We are important. We all are important no matter what our skin color, our ethnicity is. We are important. Let's become united. Let's end this and end it now. Not buy into the propaganda that mainstream media and the government is pushing upon us. Let's open our eyes, take the blinders off, rose-colored glasses, whatever you want to say, and end this. Let's end it now. And I'm going to say it again, all lives matter. Let's do this for this generation and future generations down the road. I have a godson. I want to see him brought in the world. I want to see him continue raised in the world where everybody matters. We're united. I got some a niece and nephew coming up. One's in school, one's about a year old. Let's see them. Let them know that all lives matter. One of my friends, him and his wife, has a little boy that's in school. Let's let them know all lives matter. We're coming down to the end of the show. But be with us again next week. And our show will be on Sunday next week, Sunday afternoon. Keep your eyes open, and we will see you then. Talk to you later. This is Shane LaCroix signing off. All lives matter.